Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it's also a radio show. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
It's the Bonfire. We're back, everybody. Big J Okerson, joined today, of course, by the Sandwich King of Comedy, Joe DeRosa.
Yeah.
Also joining us right now, our dear friend, and you can catch him this weekend at Governor's in Long Island. That is this Friday and Saturday. Make sure you get your tickets over at arithegreat.com. It is, of course, the living legend, Ari Shaffir, everybody.
It's a bit of an exaggeration. I'm not sure that I'm really
living legend.
Just, you know, I've kind of walked through this life. Legend for sure, but living. What is living, Jay? What is this world we're in?
What is living? A tapestry on a wall? Who knows? The love of a dog? I don't even know. it looks like just on the top of your shirt says Black Lives Matter, but it's not what it is at all.
Just black. You're like, oh, Ari supports the...
Jeez. Oh, that's really advanced of you. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right,
I got this shirt with you,
us.
Jay. I was with you when I got this shirt, actually. I
that's right.
About it.
Yeah, I know. I always encourage my friends to buy merch at concerts because the shirt that we'd buy would never fit me. So I'm like, oh, it's such a cool shirt. Ari, wear that so I know how cool that shirt is forever.
Yeah, you should get it.
You should
get
it. I
think this is actually an XL, and I wear a large usually, and I think I might have like gone up a size just to not make you feel bad because you're over my shoulder.
Oh, Christine.
So, like, what size do you need? I'm like, I'm an XL.
Christine might own more Sixers and Eagles clothing than me because none of it really fits me. All that cool like hoodies and shit you can get from the stadium. I would buy it all. I'd be that sucker. I'd be like, oh, $100 sweatshirt? Get the fuck in my life. I wanted to show you this thing, Ari, because I think the three of us, me, Joe, and Ari, are three guys who can appreciate. We're confident in our own masculinity enough to appreciate another man's success.
Cock.
Have you found it, Christine, by any chance?
Cock.
Apparently on the show Sex Life on Netflix, I've heard this from a couple different sources. Did you see this, Jacob, at all? They reveal... a white man's penis, a full frontal nude shot on this show. And from what I remember, I haven't seen it since the first time I saw it, was like maybe a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. I saw the picture somewhere. But I can't believe it didn't stick in my head to talk about it until I was reminded, because this is impressive.
Is it real?
I think it's completely real, yeah. No talk about it being not real.
Dude. Whoa. Man,
wow, look at that hand.
It hangs down with gravity.
I mean,
whoa.
Jesus,
dude.
Holy shit. Good for you.
That
buddy.
Is. Jacob, how do you feel as you sit upon your weird throne looking down your nose at it?
Yeah, you really, this upshot, nice. Jacob, makes you look pretty badass and evil, to be honest. You need a cat to pet.
Jacob, your thoughts?
Have you ever seen anything like that?
It's a monster penis.
Well, I've never seen anything like that. Soft, for sure. Nothing like that.
Dan, what about you?
Oh, am I Dan? Is that the joke?
I just went with it. I just accepted it.
I'm slow on the pickup.
No, you weren't slow on the pickup. I didn't even realize he called you Dan until you pointed out he called you Dan.
Oh, okay. This is why I asked if it's real or not. That looks a lot like the dick at the end of Boogie Nights, which also looks tremendously real, but was fake.
Yeah, you're right. A heavy down point.
Yeah, that looks exactly like the dick. Look, this guy could have.
You think, they need to find another use for that same exact prosthetic dick? Oh, we still got dick left over from Boogie Nights.
But like, why? What game would they have in a normal movie to have that big a cock?
Well, it's safe to assume that the role of this guy was that he has an enormous cock. I don't watch the show,
that could be.
Well, it could be that. It could also be that they're asking him for full frontal nudity, and he's like, "Yeah, you're gonna put a fucking prosthetic on me, so I don't feel like an asshole."
But I mean,
that too.
He could have put a prosthetic on that wouldn't have even been so
a normal
eye catching.
6 inches is what you get. This is awkwardly.
I mean, that's 7-8 inches of soft hang,
and it's thick.
Thick enough that you know when it thickens up, man, that thing is going to be a fucking croissant roll.
I wish we could all show our penises to each other right now. Just so I could get off my chest how small mine is compared to this thing. Like, it's,
yeah,
this
no, I really, I envy that, man. I really envy that. Ari's
I'm
happy
sure
with
Dan
this.
Can relate to this with the big fat hog he's got on him.
Oh, yeah, Dan for sure can relate. But
Dan has a heavy hog?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think Dan's got a big fat
dick. That's
how
he got the part on Billions.
Yeah, his big old huge fat dick.
Where they got they casting couched him, but then they were like, oh, god damn, we were going to just abuse you and have you leave, but we want you around. Like,
yeah, you don't have a voice that deep and sultry and rich without a fucking hog, dude.
Yeah, that thing's pulling down your vocal cords.
Yeah.
That's how heavy that bitch is. Damn.
Yeah.
Ari, also before.
Actors... Male actors, they love, if they have a big dick, they tell the director immediately, I'll do full frontal.
Exactly, dude. Anyone attractive. That's why you always see fucking Lena Dunham being nude all the time. When you're that hot, you want everyone to see it.
Well, it's like Lena Dunham says, when you got it, flaunt it.
It's right. And she's got all of it.
The most admirable nudity thing I've ever seen in my life was on Girls, and it was the ass eating scene. But like, and they said
the one hot chick, though, not the one hot chick.
Well, because even though it was simulated ass eating, no two ways about it. This dude's nose and mouth is going into your brown. And like,
absolutely.
You got to be.
Yeah. If they put one of those corn remover band-aids over your actual bunghole, you're still your nose is touching fucking asshole wrinkle. For sure.
Dude, I pick up bandit shit. And I tie the bag into a knot, and then sometimes I'm walking with it to the trash can, and then I'll have to like scratch my face, so I'll just go like that, and it just gets near me. I can still smell shit.
Yeah.
And that's fresh. Yeah. That's not even like fermented. There's no way you don't smell that fucking chick's ass.
Your
boner's not fake.
No, that is a bold move, man. I was like, my hat's off to this chick, man. Jesus
bold
Christ.
Move.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I've seen bold. I mean, that was a pretty prominent show, but I mean, there's Boulder. I mean, fucking Chloe Sevigny just sucks off a guy and catches a load on the face.
Yeah, but it was her boyfriend, though, at the time.
And still, she did it on camera in a movie.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
God. It's
the girl from Get Out. There.
He is in there. That's the chick from Get Out. That's right.
Yeah, it's Brian Williams' daughter who lied about being in Vietnam or whatever.
Yeah.
I never thought she was hot until I saw this scene, and I was like, holy shit.
And then is he fucking in her ass, or is he just...
I think it's just doggy style. I think he's supposed to be eating her cooch doggy style, but I mean,
way. That's ass eating. That is ass eating.
I'll tell you what. All the acting in the world, she was still resistant to it a little bit. Like, do you know what I mean? She was still resistant. Like, she wasn't actually... She would have been bent over more if she was... I mean, so I'll say he's in there. But like, he's in there.
Oh my
no, but you
God.
Just see, but look where her hand on his head was. She really had. She wants to control it as much as possible.
Yeah, the director's like, shake your head around. Let her ass cheeks clap.
And they had
fucking
to go.
Shit.
They had to go, Allison. If you keep pushing his head away, we're not going to get the shot. Let him nose your asshole.
By the way, how nervous were they when they sent her the script for this episode? Hey. Al, did you have a chance to look at the new script for this week?
No, this guy was all bad. Dude,
what's the big deal?
They were going to tape his dick down no matter what. And he just got to eat. So his punishment for or his payment to get to suck this other actress's asshole. Dude, I used to hear that actor shit is so stupid. Do you remember like the guys who used to work at Stand Up New York who were all... actors, yeah. the acting troupe.
Like gorgeous like, bartender?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Polisi. Mm-hmm. But like he would say like in his show, he had to have like a boner in one of his scenes, like naked with a boner was like the like point of one of the scenes of his play he was in. And he was like, yeah, the other, one of the girls like that wasn't doing something at that moment just kind of come like, you know, just jack it off a little or suck it just to get me like ready for the scene. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. What universe are you in, asshole?
Yeah, those are the good old days.
You.
Those are the good old days where you could yell at a stagehand, hey, Nance, come suck me off. I got to go on in a minute.
Get me ready.
Yo, with Sue. Oh, Nance, where's Sue? Sue, come over here. Do me a favor. Hiccup on this thing for a couple secs. I'm trying to get out there.
Hey,
my scene's in a minute.
Barb, you doing anything right now? No? Can you suck me real quick?
Hey, any of you hands mind coming over here and chomping on this for a second? I'm trying to fluff up for the scene.
Hey, put the Chex Mix down. We're not going to need that till later. Come on over here real quick.
Drop the fucking curtain rope and come over here and suck my shit. Oh, fuck. That's so funny.
Remember that from Mr. Show? Well, then suck that shit, bro.
Dude, yeah. Oh, man. My weenus is so hard. Well, dude, suck that shit then. Ari, before you came on, too, we were talking about... Well, we had two subjects going that were pretty fun. Bands who have stood the test of time and changed their music just enough to like carry through.
Stay
U2 somewhat. U2's one that no one said before. They changed their
Seven
music
Seven Mary
genre.
Three for sure. They're still as good as ever.
Still as good as ever. But we had like David Bowie did a lot of different kinds of shit. But then we got into, for some reason, Sha Na Na came up and we discussed that is probably maybe the shittiest, like especially in retrospect, version of music is like white doo-wop-y. Fucking a curl in the front of their hair.
White, but yeah,
I get actually angry when I watch Rocky when at that take it back.
Wasn't that what just the Bee Gees were pretty much doing? Was that the version of Sha Na Na?
The Bee Gees.
No, that was straight disco. Yeah.
But the Bee Gees are the greatest, and I won't tell the story right now unless you guys want to hear it. But the Bee Gees are the greatest success shift in music history. Like as far as bands that genre shifted, they are the greatest of all success stories, like ever.
And what were they doing before?
Bee Gees. They were writers. They were just
the
writers.
Bee Gees. No, they were a band, but they, you know, they were doing "I Started a Joke" and shit like that, and it was very like sort of thematic and big, almost like musical theater style stuff. And the label came to them. They said, "You guys are done. Nobody wants to hear what you're doing anymore." And they said, why? Because everybody wants to hear disco. And they said, well, we'll do disco and we'll do it better than anybody. And they said, no, you won't. We don't care, whatever. They recorded and wrote Staying Alive on their own dime, sent it out with a blank label to radio stations. Radio stations started playing it. It becomes a hit. Nobody knows who the fuck it is. And it becomes a hit. And then they reveal it's us, the Bee Gees. They get hired then to do Saturday Night Fever. And then they proceed to knock themselves out of the number one Billboard position 5 consecutive times in a row. How great is that story?
Dude, it is a great story, but
there's holes in it. Let me tell you why it's fake.
Well, I was going to say that sounds like a story, though. At the end of it, you go, what was the last sentence of it? And then it was like
5 consecutive times in a row. Yeah,
5 consecutive times in a row. Dave Grohl told me that story.
Dave Grohl told
me. You put a cigarette in your mouth, you go, Dave Grohl told me that story.
And to God.
They're not playing any song of a band they don't know. They're not just playing, like, they have to pay royalties. They're not just fucking playing that shit. No fucking
Definitely
way.
Sounds like a legend like, that didn't it. Actually happen.
It's just like they did a flash dance. People were dancing in the aisles at the movie theater. Like, oh, really? They were just getting up and dancing in a movie theater. Get the fuck out of here.
I got to be honest. As soon as I started telling that part, I was like, this sounds like a fake story.
You're not loud. It gets in your head when you're 19. You're like, God, it's crazy. And then when you say it out loud years later, you're like, oh, no way.
And then they put in the retarded kid, and he hit a grand slam home run.
I just got Just for Last Code of Conduct. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For the Nasty Show?
Yeah. Are you doing it, too?
I'm hosting it.
Stand? Oh, great. In order to accomplish our purpose, okay, welcome to Just for Last, a safe space for everyone attending the festival.
Oh, jeez.
Everyone participating in the Just for Last Festival must treat artists, festival goers, and employees with equality, respect, and dignity, no matter the gender, sexual identity, sexual orientation, disability, physical appearance, race, or religion. I'm already gonna have problems here. JFL adopts a zero tolerance policy on harassment in all its forms, whether it is verbal comments. It's gonna get me too.
I mean, what's gonna? I mean, this is, are you saying, like, you say something to the audience like, "Well, shit, you got new titties. Show them titties," as a joke? They're gonna fucking.
No, they're not talking about. They're not talking about comments. They're talking about offstage, which is where I'm gonna run into problems.
Oh.
Nothing in this policy should be interpreted as a barrier to artistic freedom. If you are the victim or witness of a prohibited act under this code of conduct involving the artist employee, Jay, I'm gonna report you.
Yeah.
For sure. I already realized. I'm gonna say I'm a witness to something terrible you've done. having to like to deal with it.
I mean, well, that it's
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm okay with that idea. I think that's a really funny idea.
Yeah, I'm gonna write it seriously.
And then when it comes back my direction, you have to say that it was me that wrote that.
I mean, look, it's nice that they're putting in the line of this shouldn't inhibit in any way artistic freedom, sure. But it's coming from a festival that resides in a country where they literally sued a comic offending somebody on stage. Yeah, like how, I mean, I know you're not going to Montreal to do it, but it's still like, what, I don't know. That's a pretty flimsy.
Verbal comments, actions, or gestures that are repeated and hostile that affect a person's dignity. Oh, yeah, he did.
Well, that's because our audience won't be a bunch of physical, Frenchy Moes.
Psychological or physical integrity. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely, you're getting reported, or somebody is. I'm gonna figure out a way to make it real, maybe. Wait for
it real. Just get somebody out of here that we really want out of here.
Did you not say this? Did you not say I'm a kike?
Isn't this the this is the festival that what's his face had to step down from? Right. We did the story.
Yes.
Of
former President George Bush.
Yeah. Jeff Singer.
Yeah. Wild. Say what you will. Yeah. Guy, he goes, I'll tell you what. I don't know if the guy can throw around the N word or not. I'll tell you this. Guy really fought for me to get on late night television. when you got something good to say about somebody people are upset with, say what you will. Guy lent me $20 when I needed the most. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Cool,
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled babbel.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Who's coming down with you to who's coming down with you to Governor's?
It is. Wonder if I can say now. I guess I can. It's gonna be Ren Azizi is gonna open for me.
Oh nice.
Hell yeah. Lives out there. I'm gonna go stay with him, go fishing, do some fun shit, and see the family, and then
oh, that's fun.
Yeah, oh, he was doing last week, so I couldn't say anything, but yeah.
And you're doing Levittown?
Levittown, yeah. The Levittown true one. One and only true Governor's.
The true
that's cool. Governors. That's gonna be a great show.
Yeah, I got to go to Royersford the next day on Sunday, and I was like going to make it Ari Shaffir and Friends, and I'm just like got too lazy to ask people, so I'm just like, I'll just headline.
Everyone's excited. Yeah. Everyone's excited for you in I was just in Spokane. They're excited for you there.
That's that place is cool. They're cool. They're a cool crew of waitstaff and stuff. And they do like to sacrifice things. They had this weird sacrificial day where they just like, I guess, I don't know if you did a Thursday show, but like they find some mouse usually or something and they fucking have this weird ceremony. They're all in on it. They know it's a joke, but like they kill that thing and it's fucking, there's some Wiccan, you know, those tattooed waitresses, the type that would be into Wiccan. So
yeah for sure
you go along with it
when you see tight bangs, when you see tight bangs or maybe a bandana tied around the top of the head.
Yeah, I think anybody with a tattoo is a witch.
If you have a tattoo, you're a goddamn witch.
Yeah, get away from me, you witch.
Great such a
funny insult to say to somebody. Get away from me, you witch.
Act like you're nude in New York. You've never seen anything like, get away from me, you witch. Don't put your spell on me with your tattoos. What is that, Betty Boop?
I still, dude, Joe, you, I remember, I mean, a million years ago, 20 years ago, you were hooking up with a girl who had a piercing right in the center of her chest.
Yeah, I remember that cleavage piercing.
It was such a weird place for it. But she was like flat-chested, wasn't she?
No. She had a nice boobs, but she had like a piercing in between her boobs, like where the it's weird. It was weird. It was a weird piercing.
Is that the one that screamed out Joe DeRosa is fucking me?
No. That was the lady at the strangely enough at the Montreal Comedy Festival.
What?
Joe DeRosa's first year I ever went.
Please tell Ari that story. I'm sorry.
I went the first year I went to Montreal and I did New Faces. There was a reporter at New Faces covering the show, and I hung out with her after, and we started drinking and whatever. Then I ended up sleeping. We had sex, and while we were having sex, I was on top of her. And she goes like this. She goes, Joe DeRosa is fucking me. I was like, oh, I guess I made it.
That's so fucking funny. Just telling you what is happening. I see that she's talking into a wire. Joe DeRosa is fucking me. He is pumping at a medium pace. Now would be the time to break into the other room and steal his pants.
The feds come in. I drop it.
Joe Rose is fucking me, and I am 12. I am 12 years old.
Oh, my God. Fuck me.
Yeah, that was wild. I really thought I had arrived in show business. Boy, was I fucking wrong.
Yeah. A sexual screamy showboat? Nah, I can't get into it.
Yeah.
I know it's fake.
It's getting like that
wild.
Damn, yeah, it's got to be fake. You can't. You'd have to be you'd have to be fucking Leonardo DiCaprio and lose it in that moment.
I don't mind constant noise, though. And I don't mind constant noise and all that shit. Just like not when it's over, when you're like, okay, get a fucking grip. Like, you don't have to do this. You don't have to make it so everybody can hear this.
Yeah. Treese told me that he knew somebody that fucked Busta Rhymes, and he said, and I'm a big fan of Busta Rhymes, but he said, well, he was fucking the girl. He just goes, yeah, that's that Busta dick. I love a guy giving credits to himself during the sex. That's amazing.
That's American Psycho shit.
Dude, yeah. I hooked up with a chick the same year in Montreal that you met your lovely wife. She was coming over to the hotel room. So I had to pee or clean up my dick or whatever. And so I propped the door open with that latch, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so she's knocks and opens it. And I'm like, oh, hey. And then we just immediately start going at it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then just all over the fucking hallway into the room, and just wild sex. And it's just choking and screaming and whatever. And then it was just one of the great sessions, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I don't always fuck that well, but I did that day. And then I went to the bathroom afterwards, and then the fucking latch had not latched. So it was just open by 6 inches, and we were just screaming into the hallway.
Nice.
Nice.
That's great. You had romantic comedy sex between the two characters.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
hate each other for the first half of the movie, and then they finally fuck in the middle of the movie.
It takes an excessive amount of time to kick the calves of your pants off. Yeah. You have them down, they're inside out, and you're having a hard time just getting those last little bits off your feet.
Falling.
You trip a bunch.
The stairwell, different levels of clothing coming off all the way up.
Yeah. One of the great sessions. That's a nice compliment, I think. One of the great sessions. Yeah, and hey, over.
Can we just get a shot of you just going with staring as you're staring? Just go, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Me?
No, Jacob.
Oh, Jacob. Yeah, go ahead, Jacob.
You want me to say you'd like
that? Well, we got a couple lines. I'd like you to say, you are all my children now.
Okay.
You really want me to say that?
Yes. You look so evil.
Please.
You are all my children now.
I'll say you would like that, wouldn't you?
You'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Whoa, that was a good one, Jacob.
Oh, Jacob's a thespian.
Bad ringtone.
Jacob did some summer stock.
Oh, really?
I mean, that last one sounded like it was said by a man who makes and collects knives. I mean, that's, you know, that was right on the money.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jacob said, by the way,
about a golfer they were talking about, and then on air on some podcast or radio show, and the guy was like, oh, I don't like that guy. Why are you saying? Why are you telling me that? And it reminded me of Jacob's mortal enemy, because he's in the NASCAR world, because he's such a huge fan of the other guy. I forget all the names.
Kyle Busch.
He's the one that hates you, or you're a busher?
No, I like Joey Logano.
Kyle Busch hates Jacob because he's fucking...
Oh, he hates Joey Logano.
Yeah. And
I don't know if he hates me.
He just chumped Jacob on his thing, just fucking dismissive of his ass. I didn't like it at all. I didn't like it at all. I'd like to fucking get my hands on that hillbilly, if I'm being honest.
Fuck. Yeah?
Punch his wife in her fucking freckly fake suntan tits.
It's the only way to teach a hillbilly, is to punch the wife. It's the only way. Understand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's the time where you're taking what's his. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, anybody mm-hmm. can hit me. He goes, but only I hit my wife, and I'm gonna fucking show that motherfucker what's up.
And you won't even be drunk when you do it, Jay. She'll never be hit like that.
Yeah, you don't mow another man's lawn. You don't mow another man's motherfucking lawn.
You know she's gonna get hit. You go, oh, I've never been hit so good.
Yeah,
man, I wonder if there was a sport. if there was a sport outside of bowling, the obvious, where you had to fight one of the athletes, you'd pick NASCAR.
Yeah. No fucking way. I would take tennis over NASCAR any day of the
You're
week.
You're nuts. You can't beat up Andy Roddick, you fat fuck. You're out of your mind.
Hold on a second. That's not what the question was.
He would stare you into submission.
That's not what the question was. The question was, if you had to pick a guy you had to fight from a professional sport, which sport would you pick? I'd pick tennis because I don't think that those guys are really throwing bows. That's all. Outside of a John McEnroe, you know? Yeah. I mean, come on. You know?
They'd run four circles around you.
Pete Sampras would fuck your shit up so bad.
Probably.
Crush you.
Probably. But I'm not saying NASCAR, you're nuts. They're like,
you don't think their backhand is take the racket out and get hit with one? They serve 100 miles an hour. They fucking top punch you.
They're hillbilly guys, but they're the dweebiest of the hillbilly guys now, dude. I'm telling you. They're the fat faced, they shave and they listen to fucking new country music. They're fucking pussies, dude.
You're right.
I'm telling you.
And when
it's the dorks of the hillbillies now that are doing the driving.
When they fight you, they're going to grab your lapels. They're not going to swing. They're just going to
All right, I have a different
Joey Logano came into our show, and I'll tell you something, Joe, right now. I fucking wish he would have tried something. I was waiting for him to say something. I was waiting for one false move so I could drop this guy. But I'll tell you what, he minded his manners. He showed his respect and he paid tribute. I appreciate that.
I'm going to pick a different sport. Male ice skating, I would pick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you get to commit a hate crime at the same time. It's the way to go. You're right, dude. It's two birds with one stone.
Yeah. That's a real two for Tuesday right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real two for twos.
A golfer over. I'd take a golfer over a NASCAR.
Not now, dude. I'm telling you. Now there's young, super in shape guy. Dude, at his height, Tiger Woods was fucking yoked. I mean, jacked.
Like Eminem.
Jay, shredded. There's going to be exceptions to
with
every
a monster
rule.
Cock. Remember his cock picture, Joe? It was upsettingly big.
Yeah. Look, there's going to be exceptions to every rule, but all golfers do is walk around grass and sip iced tea, and I'll take one of them any day of the week.
They do that, Joe, and then they work out and keep swinging that fucking club.
They just have the machine that helps you, like you just swing. That's
Holy
Christ.
That
white guy was way bigger than Tiger.
Damn,
that white guy's dick is fake. I'm telling you, it's fake. That's a true big dick. That white guy's dick was fake.
He's got a
by the
thick
way,
one too. Not
by
as
the way,
long.
Tiger Woods' dick requires so much fucking internet to do it. We almost lost Joe. I don't know if you guys heard that. Joe's microphone went wacky because Tiger Woods' dick is taking up all the internet.
Tiger Woods' dick is so big, he has to plug in his phone to take a picture of his own.
It needs too much battery.
That's so funny. Let me plug my phone. This is going to take a minute to upload.
dude, he got in great shape and a massive cock and crushing tons of pussy.
Girls
now, golfers
will
fuck you up,
like,
dude.
I want one of you. Sure.
No, but
I get what you're saying.
You're taking
the general.
One golfer. Yeah, in general. I'm saying overall.
You think you'd beat John Daly up?
I don't know who John Daly is.
No, dude, no way. He would beat you up while smoking a cigarette. John Daly's a moose. He's a moose.
Who's John Daly?
Oh, you should watch. If you don't know, dude, watch the 30 for 30.
There's a 30 for 30 on him. I can already tell you it's going to be amazing. That guy having withdrawals on the putting green, just going, quitting mid-round.
He had a drink.
Yeah, he had a drink to finish a round.
That's awesome.
Right? He smoked cigarettes. He smoked cigarettes from hole to hole.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
He was just a redneck and just could drive it a mile.
Yeah, this guy looks awesome. I mean, you know, but it's...
But he won. He won like a biggie at some point.
Yeah. He came out of nowhere and won the Masters, and then I think he won another major.
Look at the pants and the gut. He just doesn't give a fuck, this guy. I respect this dude.
He doesn't give two shits, dude. He looks like he should be Everlast dad.
He does. He looks like old Everlast.
The non-ironic mullet.
Then you really bad, dude. No, go to the one in the middle there, top right. It looks like Everlast.
Yeah.
Hugging got pregnant from a kid named Thomas, and he was in love.
Ends. Golf. How many of us play it? It's some golf.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
God,
that's
damn
really
it.
Watch a documentary on him, Joey. That was fantastic. Trying to think of other sports. I would never want to fight a rugby guy ever. Soccer would kick
no
my ass.
No way. You'd be out of your mind. Oh, yeah, another no. You would never want to fight is a UFC fighter.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's a
yeah.
good point. That's yeah, a good yeah, point, Ari.
Right. I'm joking, it's, obviously.
Except the chicks. I'll kick the shit out of any of those
say,
chicks.
I was going to say, having a straw weight female fighter.
No, she beat you up the way that the jouster beat up the mountain for fucking a few minutes in the Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. Like, she chopped the tree down slowly.
Yeah, she would just dance around you, tagging you up until you got a little weaker.
This is why.
But if I catch a wrist, dude,
it's over.
I'm gonna do that thing like I'm gonna do what Incredible Hulk did to Loki.
You're gonna break a wrist right away. Just squeeze it lightly with two fingers.
I'll tell you this.
Snap it. Snap.
This is why you don't. This is why you never want to fight a professional.
That's that. You just bang, bang, banger.
This is why you never want to fight a professional female fighter. Okay, because they're strong as shit. Obviously, they know how to fight. Obviously, but then also. A male fighter would just clock you dead in the face and knock you out, and you drool. A female fighter would do something to you that would make you go, ow, 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 ow. You know what I mean? She would reduce you to such a fucking
punch. Oh, you're saying it's like 1,000 kicks to your leg that eventually crack your shin bone.
You would be like, ow, stop it. Please stop it. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's giving up. I'm going dead foot. I'm going dead foot.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.